Some years ago, Ralph Waldo Emerson made the statement, "Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door." Well, Mr. Emerson wasn't much of a salesman, was he? Perhaps a writer could make that statement and get away with it. But an Amway distributor would tell you that it just doesn't work that way. No matter how terrific your new mousetrap is, it's just not true that people will flock to your door to buy it. You have to get out and find the people. Show them and tell them about your product. Anything offered for sale, from an Amway product to an apartment house, needs to be shown to a steady stream of people. Someone has to get out in the midst of people, expose the product, and sell it. Without this, as Red Motley says, nothing happens. We've seen many cases where a fellow builds a part-time Amway business and puts plenty of pep and enthusiasm into it. He's building something. He's growing. And you know why. He's working at the shop or office. He's contacting new people every day. He sees new faces, and he can show them a plan that offers them opportunity for a growing, stimulating business of their own. It's fun. It's challenging. Pretty soon, however, the part-timer grows to the point where he gets involved in the many details of the business. Then what happens? Well, you guessed it. He stops meeting new people. He sees customers, but they are the same old faces. He's meeting his distributors, but many are the same crowd, too. He just doesn't circulate enough. Growth then can slow down. The vital factor, the critical ingredient, is missing. The element of exposure has been neglected, and exposure is the name of the game. In this business, of course, it's easy to coast along, seeing the familiar people, the friends and neighbors, the easy ones. Then you run out of people you know, and things get a little tougher. In fact, you might even run out of relatives someday. Then you have to find a way to meet some people you don't know. Well, this is when a turning point is reached. When you reach it and leave it successfully behind you, it means you're on your way. Your Amway activities now deserve the title of business. Whether you've been in the business 2 months or 2 years, you should always have a list of 25 new prospects which you could go out and call on tomorrow morning. Do you have such a list? If not, then I say you need one. Your Amway business needs it for vital growth. Don't allow yourself to get too far from the most fundamental thing of all, selling new customers. If your Amway business lacks growing pains, all you may need to do is get out and sell again. Make a call on someone you don't know. Ask your regular customers for the names of neighbors. Just ask, which neighbors on this street are you most friendly with? Would you mind if I use your name when I call on them? Or ask, which of your friends or relatives who live nearby might have a use for some of the same products you enjoy? As you start circulating with your new leads, you'll be adding to your customer list. Just as important is the certainty that you'll be uncovering some brand new distributor prospects. Your distributors will follow your example. They won't get added exposure unless you do. How can you encourage them to get out and circulate if you aren't doing it yourself? When you are prospecting, planning, and calling on new people every week, you are showing your distributors how you are building, and they are bound to follow your example. Here's one practical way to meet somebody new every day of the week. Since the coffee break is a real institution these days, have your morning coffee break, if you must, at a different place every day. Be sure you sit beside somebody, of course. Don't isolate yourself. Get the conversation going. Find a way to get your name and Amway into the conversation. Now you're circulating. You're getting exposure. At one point, during the American Civil War, The Northern forces were being commanded by a prominent general who knew military tactics better than anybody else around. He was an expert at drilling, maneuvering, marching, all the matters relating to soldiering. The only problem was he didn't really want to expose his army to the enemy. There was too much show and not enough go. While he kept his troops in camp practicing, the Confederate forces made a dangerous advance into Northern territory. President Lincoln was forced to take matters in hand. The reluctant general was replaced. You too need regular exposure to succeed. So get on the firing line. Get in the midst of people. Give your distributors an example they can follow. Give your Amway business the constant stimulation of fresh contacts that it needs to grow.